Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports. Even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guests, repeat offenders, all of them. Robert Mott will be joining us. We're going to talk a little bit about wine today. No H in that wine, but he's going to share with us some information. You like bubbly? You like that champagne for the holiday season? Well, Robert's going to give us some cool tips on that. We're going to also chat a little bit about the business of sports. I love sports, so we'll talk a little bit about the business of sports and, you know, anything else that just kind of hits my fancy. We'll get into that as well. And I'm going to remind you, if you ever need any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Well, I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money. I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Yes, of course, we are celebrating today, and I guess it's a fitting note that I am joining our friends over at Sports One Marketing here at Andre's Restaurant in Irvine. The reason I say that it is fitting that we are doing that today, because, you know, I like to celebrate. One of the things I like to celebrate on a regular basis is food. I am a self-proclaimed food junkie. I have beaten anorexia, no problem there. So today is National Bouillabaisse Day. I wonder if they've got some good bouillabaisse here at Andre's. I bet they do. I might have to come back here a little later in the day and check that out. How about you? Are you going to come over here and check it out, enjoy some bouillabaisse? Give it a shot. I suggest, I know I've eaten here. It's good stuff here. Moving right along, I guess I better get out of the topic of food. I get myself in trouble too often when I'm only talking about food. But the markets, where are the markets going today? Well, we are on Federal Reserve Watch. They might be breaking news during our broadcast. No, I get it. They're not going to be breaking any news during the broadcast today. They're not going to share any information. 11 o'clock this morning is when the Federal Reserve will tell us how much they are going to increase interest rates and how often they'll do it next year. So be careful there. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 23.67. Oil down 77 cents a barrel. Now, we talk about oil down 77 cents a barrel. What's that mean to you? What's that mean to your family? Because when you really think about it, I don't know too many people that are out there buying a barrel of oil. It's just not one of the things that many of us do. But maybe you do buy some gasoline for your car. So what we do there is we look at what is AAA saying about the national price of gasoline. Just a thought right there. And if my computer will wake up, I will tell you that the state of confusion right here, I know some people want to call it the state of California, $2.65.9 is the average cost of a gallon of gasoline, but in the country, $2.22 is the cost of a gallon of gas. We just like to tax ourselves a little extra here in California, so that's kind of the fun there. What is affecting the markets right now, though? We can tell you that as well, because those numbers came out earlier this morning. The Commerce Department came out with a report on retail sales. Who cares? Well, retail sales are up 0.1% last month. The expectation was 0.3%. Why would we be talking about that now? Well, the interesting information on that is just that we want you to know 70% of the gross domestic product comes from retail sales or from the consumer. So when we see retail sales not doing well, that's telling us our economy might not be doing as well as many people want you to believe it is. But inflation, we have to watch out for inflation. The Labor Department reports that prices at the wholesale level rose 0.4% in November, topping the estimates for a rise of 0.1%. Well, that's just the way that one is. And on another note, we might have to talk to our friends at Sports One Marketing about this one as well, because we did see this morning they came out with the note, no more Doritos at the Super Bowl. You remember the Doritos ads? Well, I guess they found out that Pepsi decided that Doritos, that's just not the same direction going future. They don't want to pay $500,000 for a 30-second commercial on the Super Bowl. So no Doritos. I guess sometime, well, I guess being with ESPN, we can say the Super Bowl. Most of, if you ever hear somebody say the big game, well, it's just because they don't have the national rights to refer to it as the Super Bowl. Just a thought there for you. Give you a little bit of inside the story right there. So that is the information there. I don't know about if we're getting a little feedback right here. It might be our live studio that we're broadcasting from right now, but just a thought for you. Live radio, you get to hear these things when you're doing live radio. So just a little input for you there. Anybody think about taxes at this time of year? I know it's the holiday season, and who would want to think about taxes now? But the idea is, if you don't think about taxes before December 31st, before the eggnog and fireball kicks in, you're going to be paying more money on April 15th when you really have to. So these are some items that you should know about, red flags that will get you audited by the IRS. A home office deduction might do it for you. Be careful of those home office deductions. They are one that the IRS flags. You give a lot of money to charity, why would the IRS flag you then? Lois Lerner's gone. Holy cow, we got to get rid of that one. But that is a red flag. If you give too much money to charity, the IRS wants to see that paperwork, so make sure you keep copies of all your receipts. You deduct unreimbursed business expenses. That's another one that will get you in trouble with the IRS. You use digital currencies. IRS will target those with incomes above $200,000. You have a 1 in 37 chance of being audited. Not reporting. Now, you know something, this one, I just wonder about this one. If you don't report your taxable income, the IRS is going to get you.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah, really. Claiming day trading losses on a Schedule C. If you're not a fan of day trading, well, I'm not a big fan of day trading. I did it for many, many years. I worked at Merrill Lynch, as you know, for many, many years. So day trading losses on a Schedule C, not for short or long-term gain. Be careful of that one as well.
Nothing like a little air superiority.
Deducting business meals, travel and entertainment. If you're in business for yourself, be careful of that one. Claiming 100% business use of a vehicle. Think about these issues right there. I mean, why would you want to claim 100% business use of a vehicle when it could lead to a IRS audit? Claim 80%, but do your numbers. Make sure you talk to a tax professional. Just a thought right there to give you a little bit of information to try and protect you from the IRS. Just a thought right there. Got a lot of great stuff. Oh, wait a second. Now, again, you know something, at this time of year, how can you possibly be dealing with Scrooge? Can you believe this one? Publicity firm Sunshine Sachs. They're a Hollywood publicity firm. They canceled their annual bi-coastal holiday celebrations as a gesture of support for immigrants, women, LGBT people, and the environment. Really? They're not going to have a holiday party because it might affect the environment?
What are you doing?
I can't. It baffles me how some of these companies come up with some of these things. I just don't get it. Unbelievable how that really works. We're gonna continue watching out on some of these people. Make sure you keep get onto our mailing list, ronsiegelradio.com. Next year, can you believe we're already talking about next year? First time home buyers symposiums, everything you need to know about buying your first home. We're gonna have some symposiums next year for that. And if you know a senior, if you have a grandmother, a mother, or love a senior, watch out for those as well. We're going to be doing some senior symposiums next year as well. 3-hour workshops that'll get with some of the best people around to help give you some great information on what you need to know as you get older. If you ever want to retire, might be a good issue there. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, Robert Mott checks in. Give us a little chat about some wine celebrations. How do you know when a bottle of wine has gone bad? Well, it's when you're at the bottom, of course. How else would you know that the wine's gone bad? We'll talk about that as well. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars from nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by Processing for a Cause, one of the great organizations of the world. I love these folks. They do some great stuff for people, helping get you a great price on your credit card processing system and then getting money back in a donation for charity. I love that system. We work with them on a regular basis. And we are talking about the number one reason to sell now, not next spring. Glad to hear it. Robert's checked in with us. We're going to check in with him in just a minute. So let's talk about the reasons we want to deal with real estate now. The price of any item, including residential real estate, is determined by supply and demand. If many people are looking to buy an item and the supply of that item is limited, the price of that item increases. According to the National Association of Realtors, the supply of homes for sale dramatically increases every spring. As an example, here's what happened in housing inventory at the beginning of 2016. And I'll post a chart right there on Ron Siegel Radio. January, 1,600,000 homes, all the way up to May, 1,900,000 homes. Bottom line, in the market during the winter months are truly motivated purchasers. They want to get to buy now. If you're waiting till the spring, you got a lot of tire kickers. They may not be looking to buy now. Just a thought for you. Take a look at it. The real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professional. I'm sorry, Processing for a Cause is support sponsoring that one today for us. I got to love those folks over there, Processing for means it is time for our Wednesday morning chat with Robert Mott. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Ron. How are you today?
I am doing wonderful. Looking forward to chatting about wine. And this is a, I don't know how we could, we're going to start with the dead side first. How do I know when a bottle of wine is dead?
Yeah, that's always a great value judgment there. As we know, everybody has their own personal taste about wine. I mean, there are people, you and I know, that drink wine that neither one of us would ever touch. And it's certainly not dead. So, you know, people's tastes are very, are all across the board. But, you know, like I say, the personal taste will prevail. But some people might prefer older wines. And, of course, I might be one of those that like them a little younger. And that's actually a fact. And I've had those moments when I was about to give up on a wine, after I've opened it, you know, it was a little older, and I had my doubts, and then it would come around, you know, after a little air gets into it, and maybe something happened to the chemistry that way, and everything kind of came into balance, and all of a sudden it became a beautiful bottle of wine after I was initially disappointed. I've also had the other side of that happen, where I opened a bottle of wine, I was enjoying it tremendously, and it just disappeared. It literally fades in front of you. It just, almost like it's the equivalent of the taste bud equivalent of watching something turn from red to white, essentially. So almost a 1-0 kind of arrangement. So those things can happen very rapidly with an older wine. But, you know, I'd say kind of as a rule of thumb, when a wine is truly over the hill, it really doesn't have much to express. You know, it's you taste it, it just doesn't do anything. It doesn't give you any impression at all, maybe, or the impressions it gives you are really, really negative. So I kind of hate to say this, but taste is in the palate of, or in the mouth of the wine drinker or wine taster. But you'll know when a wine is over the hill when you taste it. You just know. You might find some good things that are about the wine, or maybe it's, you know, some curiosity to it. But really, you just don't get any pleasure out of it. The pleasure factor is just gone. It might show off kind of nutty or sherry-like in character, oxidized. It won't show much beyond that. And some of these wines also, as I've toe-tagged, so to speak, also have an unpleasant musty note, much more like wet mulch than anything else, and or maybe have an odd metallic or vinegary aftertaste. Some people say, you know, kind of that bricky color, you know, the wine turns almost an orange or almost a brick color on the edges, and secondary notes like prunes or cooked fruit could be a sign the wine is maturing, or it could be over the hill, but sometimes you see some great wines that show that same character, especially when you go into some of the French Bordeaux, the older Bordeaux. A lot of times they'll show that kind of bricking and pruny characters, but then actually show some tremendous flavor profile after that. But, you know, those are some things to keep an eye on. But the bottom line is, what you know, wine is dead after you taste it. You'll just know it when you see it, kind of thing. So I know it's not a tremendous amount of help, but on that subject, but you just know.
So who was the I'm going to throw a non-wine-related question at you, Robert. I don't have my Google running right now. Maybe somebody can Google this for me real quick. But there was probably a justice of the Supreme Court that probably had the same thing. You'll just know it. I think he was referring to – I don't think he was talking about wine. That was pornography. And I think there was wasn't there one of the justices that said you'll just know it when you see it? That's the way to define it?
Yeah, it certainly rings a bell. I can't remember who it was either at this point. It seems like it was a number of years ago, though, but I do recall that statement. You just know it when you see it, kind of thing. But that's the way it is with wine. It's really dead.
You know something? I think I've seen that before, where it was not good, and you know, you take a taste, and all of a sudden you just kind of go, ew. kind of like when you drink Two Buck Chuck or something like that. I shouldn't say that about them, but
I don't. There are people who love the Charles Schaw wines and swear by them.
And you know something?
I'm not one of them necessarily, but there are other people that are.
They sell thousands of cases every year, so there must be somebody out there that likes it. But you know, I'm with you. It's probably just not my cup of tea. So let's talk about old wine, not old like me, but, you know, when the wine starts getting old, what happens if I move it? Is the cork going to start tearing apart? Am I going to get a bunch of sediment? That's what do I need to know about that one?
Well, you know, first and foremost, any older wine hopefully has been cellared properly, you know, at the right temperature and humidity levels, you know, typically somewhere in the mid to high 50-degree Fahrenheit range and this, you know, 60 to 80% relative humidity. And if you've done that, then, you know, your chances of the cork, you know, being totally disturbed or something by moving it, as long as the temperature and humidity are somewhat consistent during the moving process, is pretty minimal. But the one thing to consider anytime you move an old bottle of wine, it's likely going to have sediment. You know, we talked about this before on the show, how over time some of the components of wine tend to polymerize. And for those of us who aren't chemistry people, polymerization basically means you have the molecules combining from short chain molecules into longer chain molecules. And when they do that, they get heavy. And when they become become heavy or relatively dense compared to the media they're in, the wine that they're in, they tend to fall out of solution in the form of sediment. Now, we've all seen sediment. If you've kind of, you know, finished off that last glass of wine, especially red wines, get Cabernets and old, you know, maybe had a few years of age on them. Then you get that grit that kind of shows up in the bottom of your glass. It's not necessarily pleasant. But the same thing happens over time in an older bottle of wine. So what happens if it's sitting there, obviously the sediment will fall to the bottom. And if it's sitting on the side, it'll sit, you know, it'll be on one side of the bottle. But what happens if you start to move that around, obviously you'll agitate it and you'll put the sediment back into suspension, not solution, but suspension. So it's floating around in there, and so it'll be much more difficult to separate from the rest of the wine. But basically, if you're moving your wines around occasionally to reorganize them in your cellar, it shouldn't be a big deal. One thing I'd be careful with is kind of a rule of thumb. If the wine is 10 years of age or older after the vintage date, sediment usually starts to accumulate or has already started to accumulate at that point. A common trick to kind of keep that sediment under control is to store your wines label up. That way you know, relatively speaking, how it was being stored. So you keep them labeled up, and when you move them to the next spot, then you have a greater probability of not disturbing the sediment. So store them labeled up. Be careful when you move them. You know, keep them labeled up when you move them like that. If for some reason you're just emptying your cellar out, maybe you've had you're changing out the compressor in it, or you had wanted to move it from one location to another, which we know it's really difficult to do.
Or you just want to drink all of them.
Or you just want to drink all of them. But if you take them all out, you end up putting them all back in. And you're not just shuffling from one spot to the other, and you have to stand the bottles upright for a period. Just hold off opening the older bottles for a few days until give the sediment time to kind of, you know, basically settle out again. And you should be fine on that. But just be careful when you move the wine. You're not gonna bruise the wine by moving it. It's just you may mix up a little sediment in there, and if you choose to serve it right after you've moved it around, then you may get a bit of that gritty stuff in your glass that may not be, as you say, Ron, your cup of tea.
Okay, well, we got a real quickie here. I got about 30 seconds left, Robert. I want to know how to open a bottle of champagne, and I don't want to try and use it as a target practice, but tell me the right way to open a bottle of champagne.
Yeah, absolutely. Now I'll try to be quick on this. And definitely, the first rule number one is when you're opening it, don't point it at anybody. Don't point it at yourself. The velocity of the cork coming out of the bottle can be, it has been deadly in the past, or at least can do damage to people. Number one, make sure your bottle of wine is really, really cold. The colder it is, the less likely the cork's going to jump out. So then after that, you pull the foil off. And underneath that, you'll be facing, generally in a bottle of champagne, you'll be facing what's called the cage, that wire thing that holds the cork in place. And you'll see that little tab. You'll bend down, and you'll twist it counterclockwise, And typically, like 99% of the time, you'll turn it counterclockwise six turns. Six turns, and that's just how you press your friends. Don't even look at you. Look at it while you're turning it. Turn it six turns, and all of a sudden it'll be free. A good rule of thumb here is to get a napkin and put it over the cork when you're doing. After you've done that, keep your thumb on top so the thing doesn't pop out, and then just kind of work the cork in the bottle. Some people say hold the cork and turn the bottle. That generally works a little bit better than the other way around. But just wiggle it out and be gentle with it. And as much fun as it might be to watch that cork go flying over the room or have that loud pop, it's usually not best because you'll typically have the champagne kind of foam up and you'll lose some at that point. Once you get it out, just let it gently ease it out. Ideally, letting out one side, not the whole cork at once. You want it to kind of whisper at you when you do that. You don't want it to pop. And some people say I will use the more common vernacular for this, but some say it's like a nun passing gas. So very quiet, of course. So that's what you're looking for.
Love that idea. And you know something, you impress people when you take the cork out of the bottle of champagne and it just gives you a little bit of whisper there and a nice nice tone there. Great information, as always, from Robert Mott. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, the business of sports, we will be chatting about what's a balance transfer and should I consider doing one, how to get ahead of the IRS and cut your tax bill for 2016, unless you're one of those few people that want to pay more in taxes. If you do, just send it. I know Warren Buffett says all the time he wants to pay more. I don't get it. I'm not a fan of that idea, but that's your choice. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, and on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. Well, we got a lot of background in this via mics today, but that's just kind of par for the course when we are doing live radio, so kind of where we are on the broadcast. So let's, I'm going to see if we can try and clean this up just a little bit. Your Credit Matters segment today brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. What is a balance transfer and should I consider doing one? That is our topic today. I wonder why we've got this messed up mic system here. Our remote mics are having a little bit of fun with me today, but that's okay. We'll get these things. Hey, at least you know you're on live radio when you hear all the background and all that kind of good stuff going on radio. So we're doing a little adjusting on the fly. But that's okay. We'll have some fun anyway. We're going to talk to Scott Carter in just a minute. We're going to talk about the business of sports. But balance transfer, should I consider a balance transfer? Should I not consider a balance transfer? What is it? Well, if you've got a lot of credit card debt, you might be looking at some of those opportunities that come your way where you have a offer for a zero financing on a credit card transfer. One of the bad parts about that is don't pay off one credit card with another one and then run up the balance on the old one. That's going to cause you a lot of problems. But if you're paying 16% interest, which is not abnormal, and you can get a balance transfer 0% for 15 months, that is possible, and you continue making the same, maybe double the minimum payments, you're going to cut down your payment time for by about 22 months. But again, don't build up the balance on the old one. Don't close your old credit card. Keep it open. Buy a cup of Starbucks with it and then pay it off. That'll help your scores. Also, make sure you're looking at what the cost is for that balance transfer. Sometimes they show a 0% interest rate, but they're going to charge you a lot of money for the balance transfer fee. If you want some strategic ideas here, give me a call at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, and we will get you some information on balance transfers and doing that in a strategic manner. Conversation. We love chatting with our friends over at Sports One Marketing. Scott Carter is with us today to chat about sports. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Ron. How are you?
Doing wonderful. I've got a when we first talk about doing radio broadcasts with you folks, our friends at Sports One, we never know what we're going to talk about, and somehow the news just fills our segment overflowing.
Always.
Right?
Always.
So let's start off talking about the Rams. Jeff Fisher. What happened?
I think this was a long time coming for the Rams. I think the biggest shock in this whole saga, I mean, it's like live TV drama unfolding before us, like a soap opera with Eric Dickerson and Jeff Fisher and all this animosity. And the surprise was, I think this news that came out only a few weeks ago that Jeff Fisher had signed a 2-year extension to continue being the coach for the Rams. And then only a few weeks later, he's fired. He's no longer the head coach, no longer running the show. And it's interesting. It'll be interesting to see where the Rams go from here. But I think Jeff Fisher, I don't know him personally. I've met him a couple times. Seems like a really good guy, but he just wasn't getting it done as far as wins. and losses. He his last loss tied him for the all-time record with Dan Reeves for most losses in a coaching career. And I don't know. I guess maybe the Rams decided we'll just leave him at tied. We don't want him to own that record outright, especially not as our coach.
Especially not on the Rams' dime, right? I mean, that's a little messy there.
Yeah.
Seems odd, though. I mean, because, I mean, I know Eric Dickerson. He's certainly had his roller coaster of his professional, I guess, I don't know whether you call SMU his professional career, but although.
I think some people might.
But, I mean, you know, between the SMU and the Rams Hall of Fame and then dictating that, you know, I'm not going to be on the sidelines as long as he's the coach.
Yeah, really interesting. And you know, I know Eric and a really good guy and really was surprised at all of this, knowing what I know with Eric and with Coach Fisher, that this all kind of got aired publicly. I think that was the most surprising thing about what was going on. I think there are definitely times where, you know, coach might be frustrated that their radio commentator is criticizing the team. And we all know Eric was critical of Jeff Fisher and that he wasn't getting the job done as the coach. But to have this all out in the open, I guarantee is not the first time that this kind of thing has happened, and it won't be the last. But to have it so publicly was, I think, what surprised people.
Remember the late great Chick Earn made that comment one time when he was broadcasting for the Lakers. He said, "My job is not to be their PR man. My job is to report what I'm seeing."
Yeah.
Right. People are not going to listen if you're just getting a bunch of snow jobs, because we know if you're a football fan, you know that the Rams are not performing the way we want them to.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that it's a little bit of a commentary on kind of where we have gotten to as a society, where so many broadcasters feel like they just have to be another mouthpiece and PR guy for the team that they're calling the games for or commentating on their radio shows for. And we become so sensitive to criticism. And, you know, I think you as a businessman and I know that criticism is how we grow. Is there criticism that's not constructive? Absolutely. But the kind you have to hear things sometimes to be able to change things and make adjustments and maybe take a hard look at yourself or your situation and say, okay, this needs to change.
Yeah, it's interesting information. So now the next, let's go. We'll move a little south.
All right.
I heard part of this came over the news this morning. I don't even know if you caught this one. Chargers talking about moving to Los Angeles. I'm sure you're aware of that one. But I saw now the city council of San Diego is talking about renting the stadium, renting them Qualcomm for $1 a year.
Yeah, they are basically offering a 99-year lease at Qualcomm for $1 a year. I haven't seen the details. I heard the same story this morning as I was driving in. And I am curious to see. My guess would be they'd probably ask for the $99 up front for a 99-year lease. And
paid in full.
Yeah, paid in full. And essentially what the reason that they're doing that is they want to keep San Diego – it's a last-ditch effort to keep San Diego in San Diego and give them some time to figure out a long-term stadium solution there in San Diego.
Well, you certainly hope that they're going to stay there. I don't know that we really – I know as a fan, I'm glad that the Raiders – I hope they don't come to Southern California. I hate the Raiders. I'll just play that one right out there.
You know, I knew I liked you for a reason.
Well, you know, years ago I had Ram tickets, and I couldn't take my family to a Raider-Ram game because there was always too many fights.
Yeah.
Not what I look forward to in a football experience. San Diego, I think it would be nice for them to keep the team down there just so that the people of San Diego are great, great people, great fans. So it would be nice if they can work this whole thing out. And I certainly, as a low-tax guy, like, you know, wonder, you know, I understand the tax benefits. I think maybe the problem is people aren't explaining what the benefits are from a community standpoint of having a professional football team there.
Yeah, and there's definitely more than just you've got a football team and we can go see them play 8 Sundays a year, you know.
Exactly.
And be a fan. There's a lot of benefits, and especially the stadium that they had on the ballot initiative that didn't pass. I mean, it did abysmally, quite frankly, this last election, but the facility that they wanted to build was much more than just the football stadium. There was a lot of opportunity for, you know, conventions to come in, other money-making opportunities for that. And I agree with you. I'm not sure that the messaging got out well enough and accurate enough to the voters down there in San Diego County. as to what was going on. I mean, the reality is that at least what I understood it, that the tax was mostly going to be passed on to people who didn't even live in San Diego. It was people who were coming to visit as a hotel tax, and as a tour, the tourists would have footed the bill for this. And I'm not sure if people just didn't trust the politicians on this one, or
that's a surprise.
Yeah. But you know, you reap what you sow, politicians.
Exactly.
But yeah, I just think that if they can, and that's where they're at. They're trying to say, we can keep San Diego here for at least a couple more years, give it another shot. You've got another election in 2 years that they can try and get another initiative, maybe get the word out better. They maybe feel like they have a better chance in 2018 to get something passed to help. The other thing too, and I've seen stories on this, is they're trying to, hoping maybe the NFL will kick in a little bit more money, or maybe they can find a private donor like you've got in Las Vegas trying to woo the Raiders away.
Sure.
To defray some of the costs so that it's not as much money that the people are going to have to pay for through whatever tax that they do. But I agree with you. I'm not a Raiders fan. Actually a Broncos fan.
That might put you on the opposite side of the Raiders sideline there.
Yeah, pretty much exactly opposite. But I think that it just, for me, it just feels right to have the Raiders stay in Oakland if they can figure that out, to have the Chargers stay in San Diego, to have one team in L.A. I mean, football's been away from L.A. for so long.
Sure.
And the Rams are an L.A. team. It was amazing to me, not surprising, but amazing how many people came back when the Rams came back, that we were grew up fans, and they've got a lot of support. I don't know that the Chargers would be able to tap into that very well.
I think you're probably right.
To LA.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, because the people, I mean, I'm old enough to remember when the Rams were here the first time. It's a shame seeing people leaving in the second quarter of a football game. Unless, of course, there is one football game that, well, I probably wouldn't even show up in the first place. The Jerks up by the Bay. I mean, I just call it like it is, that idiot Kaepernick. Well, you know, I got to ask you this, Scott, because I know that you're looped in on all these things. The Jerk is saying that he wants to opt out of his $10 million a year contract. Do you think anybody's going to pick him up?
You know, I almost feel like someone might pick him up if he hadn't played any games this season. Like, they put him in for a few games, and he kind of played what everyone expected, not well.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, he set a record for futility against the Bears a couple weeks ago. And
everybody beats the Bears.
Yeah. And I mean, he just devalued himself, I think, with that. And look, the guy has put his foot in his mouth a few times, and I don't want to get, you know, political on it. And, you know, I think his heart originally was in the right place with what he was trying to bring awareness to, but then you don't go out and vote.
Right.
You know, the one surefire way that at least demonstrates you're trying to make change.
Exactly.
And then his comments on Fidel Castro, and I just, he continues to be a distraction, and teams are not looking for that. Now, will a team like the Browns, maybe, I don't know. I mean, they're kind of offered. Maybe they'd take a chance.
Maybe you think maybe they want a distraction.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe. Maybe they prefer the distraction than talking about how they're 0-for right now.
Exactly. Great information, as always. We love it when our friends at Sports One Marketing join us. Scott Carter today right with us. We'll be back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. And on Twitter, at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, and sports. Yeah, we got a lot to share with you right now. And we're going to give you any information you want. If you want to contact any of our guests, you're going to really want to know this number. Write this number down, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by the friends at creditsanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. They all are. That's why I know yours is wrong. Credit Sanitizer, they will help you get your credit report corrected. That's the whole idea. I've been looking at credit reports since the 80s. I know I'm old. But I've never seen one that's completely accurate. The bureaus, they make their money by keeping your credit scores low. How to get ahead of IRS and cut your taxes in 2016. There are a lot of ways to do that. Remember, if you have a 401k, don't put any money in there. Dumb thing. 401ks, other than the matching amount, that's all you want to put in there. The IRA, get rid of that. Call our friend Al Manfrey. He'll tell you how to rescue your IRA, get rid of that IRA right away. Protect Americans from Tax Hikes Act was passed last year to give the IRS time to review W-2 data with the goal of reducing fraud and identity theft. So be careful of those issues as well. The IRS is watching you. Maximize your charitable donations this year. Get the deductions. If you're thinking about buying a house, your deductions want to be depreciation wherever you can do that, because if you've got a great lender, they can help bring that back onto your income if you're a Schedule C filer. So just remember a couple of those items. Give us a call at 800-306-1990. We'll help you get that put in place for you, give you some great guidance, some great people that can help there. One of the things I love chatting with our friends over at Sports One about is they've got this whole great mission. And as you know, with Dave's permission, I have stolen his mantra. I close every broadcast with it. But, you know, Dave's added one part of that to what he's doing over there, and it's getting healthy. And, you know, having beaten anorexia myself, I wonder about this idea sometimes.
But we're going to talk today. Tyler Mounts, Stark is the name of the company. Welcome.
Thanks, Rob. Good to be here.
Glad to have you with us. So, VP of morale. Well, I had somebody that was the director of chaos on with me the other day. What is a VP of morale?
You know how, like, if you've ever been to, like, a hip-hop concert or there's some sort of, like, rap show, like, right before the main artist comes out, there's a guy.
Tyler.
Hype man.
I got to back you up here, man. I am old. You probably, if you're watching us on RonSiegelRadio.tv, a hip-hop or rap concert.
Come on. Not back in the day?
You know, I think the Beatles and the Who, maybe, but
okay.
I don't. Close
enough.
Okay.
Now, VP of morale, self-proclaimed title, just making sure that our team is tight, close-knit over at Stark. I run a lot of events. We recently.
Tell me what Stark is first, because I'm simple.
Yeah, fair enough. So what we do at Stark is we provide a high-end, full-service offering for health and fitness solutions.
Okay.
So we have a doctor on staff, chiropractors, soft tissue therapists, a nutritionist, and all of our personal trainers as well. So we create these all-encompassing, we call them 360-degree programs to really cover every aspect of someone's health and fitness.
Jeez, and I thought that going for a massage once a week was called fitness. I guess that's probably not what you have in mind over there.
It's that's an important part as well, but yeah, it's not the whole picture.
Got it. So as a, you know, one of the things I hear all the time from folks, and I'm about as guilty as anybody. I just don't have time, Tyler. How do you combat that? How do you educate me on making this more of a priority? Because I know it should be.
Well, the short answer is that you don't really have time not to.
Okay.
You know, we were listening to Dave Meltzer from Sportsman Marketing earlier this morning, and you know, he's talking about money as a resource, like, and that's a renewable resource. These are things that come and go, but your health really. You only get one body, you only get one life. And so I like to look at it more as like the time invested in yourself in terms of getting your health and fitness in line is going to exponentially increase the value of every other aspect of your life.
Now, when you talk about doing this from an executive level, I've talked to quite a few executives, and one common thing I hear with executives is probably the most important part of their day seems to be exercise. Do you find that as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, so what we're trying to do is we're recreating within one company and one facility what Fortune 100 CEOs are doing, like with developing a team of specialists. You know, they have their concierge doctor and they've got their personal trainer. And so we're bringing everybody under one roof and we're working because it all comes down to performance, you know, because someone who is an executive at a high level, they can't afford not to function at a high level.
Sure. So one of the big comments I make at some of the seminars that I do, I'll frequently ask people, what's more important, your health or your wealth? And almost exclusively, people answer health. And then I ask them to pull out their calendar and tell me where I see on their calendar that block time, you know, the block time for phone calls, they block time for email 75 times a day. They'll block their lunches, their dinners, their wines, their happy hours, all these appointments. For some reason, the item that they say is most important, they don't time block for. Do you find that?
Yeah, that's unfortunately all too common. And I think that initially it's well-intentioned. People tend to, they are self-sacrificing by nature. They want to put others ahead of themselves, their kids, their wife, their business, you know, and they're kind of always giving and, and then, you know, I'm last to eat, right?
Sure.
And so
shoemaker's kids.
Exactly. And so what happens is what starts out with good intention, it begins to self-sabotage because then all of those things that you're putting forward, like your business or your, you know, whatever you're prioritizing from a wealth standpoint suffers because now your health is suffering as well. So
for the complete program, what do I need to budget each day as far as time?
As far as time goes, probably 30 to 60 minutes a day.
30 to 60 minutes to, unfortunately, we just saw all too soon, like yesterday, 69 years old, Alan Thicke, right? I mean,
yeah.
You know, those are the type of things that you really want to be looking for. Do you want to be around for your kids? Just a thought. I mean, think about that concept. If you want to meet Tyler Mounts with Stark, give me a call at 800-306-1990. We'll try and put his information right there on the Ron Siegel Radio Facebook page. Get out there, get healthy, and it might help you get wealthy as well. Be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, have a great day. We will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Our house in the middle of